You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 15th day of May 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, of course, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, obviously. Okay, let me just give you a brief rundown of the important news we have here in front of us today. Obviously, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, a big one-world government globalist promoter, has been arrested in New York City. And I have no doubt that Kahn is the type of guy, he's had some other sex scandal type stuff before. I have no doubt that this is the type of thing that somebody like him would be up to. But Al Gore didn't get in trouble, and the woman says she has the dress, like Monica Lewinsky. So why has she been arrested? I mean, in New York City, you can blow up Building 7 in front of everybody, and if it, the mayor's for it, you don't get in trouble. I mean, in New York City, you can, if you're mafia or globalist mafia, you can do whatever you want. So I find the whole thing very suspicious. We'll be going over some of that today. The head of the IMF has been charged with a criminal sexual act, attempting to rape and unlawful imprisonment following allegations made by a hotel maid in New York City. It'd also be easy to set these guys up. They can he can be told he's ordering something up to his room, and then they send in a regular maid. That's how the globalists operate. You see, Kahn was getting ready to run for president against Nicolas Sarkozy, who is a favorite little New World Order minion. And the IMF and World Bank at certain levels do fight with each other. And it was the IMF really pushing for the dollar to implode and die rather than the euro. IMF is generally more associated with the EU and funded mainly by the EU and peopled by EU minions, and the World Bank by U.S. and British minions. But six one way, half a dozen another. That's why he should get a trial. A trial. You see, that's why we have trials. That's, we hear the media going, let's get tough and get rid of trials and start torturing people. And that's the way to handle things in America. And that bin Laden, he doesn't deserve a trial. Really, doesn't need to be interrogated either if he's the terror mastermind. You don't want him to have a trial and have all that information. Who else was involved with him? Coming out, no, he sleeps with the fishes. With his whole CIA history, that's what they tell us, he sleeps with the fishes. He slept with the fishes a long time ago. But there's another example of why you're supposed in a free system should be getting a trial. But trials are out of style. And keeping your public and private pension funds are out of style. There's moves in multiple U.S. states I want to get to later to start looting not just public but private pension funds. The same IMF World Bank system that runs Ireland and our nation is now moving for the private pension funds, your money, 100%. But I guess that's welfare now. Your own investments, your own bank account, your own pension, if it's private, that's welfare as well. You don't deserve that. Pay your fair share to the bankers because they're busy waging war against the real economy. And I've been lacking in the last week getting into the big developments at Fukushima. So in the spirit of that, I'm going to cover that first when we get back. Then Ron Paul, obviously Friday announcing for president. We told you a year ago that was going to happen, and it did happen. I'm not going to say what little bird told me, but I knew it was a shoe-in as long as he was in good health. And we win either way. He'll be injecting real issues into the campaign, whether he wins, loses, or draws. He'll be positioning Rand Paul for runs in the future. My gut tells me Rand Paul is going to be a president someday, perhaps when we've got the Republic back. I'm Alex Jones. Big Sunday transmission lined up for you. The revolution will be transmitted via InfoWars.com.
A very wealthy U.S.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. Central Standard Time. I'm here live. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then, of course, we come back in live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, and joining you live. Appreciate my great crew coming in every Sunday to bring you this transmission. Appreciate all the wonderful AM and FM affiliates out there across the land. We're gaining on average about 3 new affiliates a week. Many of them, the number one big talk stations in major cities. And that really illustrates the fact that the information we cover here has been borne out by time. And so much of what we've discussed has unfortunately come true. And so the credibility of this radio broadcast and what we do here is only rising. And we would have had no success if it wasn't for you, the listeners, in the last 16-plus years of transmission, continuing to spread the word about this broadcast because you understood how important the information covered here is. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here now for the next hour and 53 minutes or so. Let me just do this. And I always say I'm going to do this, and I almost always fail because I get two or three articles into the stack and then catch on one article and pretty much launch. But I do want to just give you a smattering of what's posted or linked up on our news websites. At reactor, damage worse than feared, Wall Street Journal. No, the controlled corporate media, financed by the nuclear industry to a great extent, did not want the public to know how bad this was in the last 2 months, and so they whitewashed it from the beginning. And we're on record laying that out. All of the six reactors have had fires and explosions. Going back over a month ago, it was clear, and we had nuclear physicists and experts and reporters on from Japan, that at least three of the six had had almost complete meltdowns. That's now admitted. Five of the six big explosions and fires, and even the sixth that was shut down before the tsunami and earthquake that triggered all of this, it's had fires and has been smoking. And the issue is there's continual clouds of radioactive isotopes drifting over the Pacific Ocean directly into North America, from California up into Canada. And wave after wave comes in. And one wave wouldn't be so bad. Oh, the first wave hit. Oh, it's only 20 times normal level of this isotope and 30-something of that. And then it's another wave and another wave. Months of this stuff drifting over. And the last time I checked, it's not even been on our radar screen myself, because the mainstream media started ignoring it. And we almost get pulled in a tidal or gravitational way towards what the mainstream is focusing on. Sometimes we shouldn't, because I like to, you know, normally when they're covering something, decipher their propaganda and lies. But when they just go silent on it, I tend to at least go partially silent myself. But going back a month ago, and we posted these articles and links,
to the different state agencies. The feds aren't even looking at radiation levels. 500-plus times in several different key isotopes in the milk, in the produce, all over the U.S. And now the Japanese government, as of 2 weeks ago, was reporting, oh, this might go for 9 months, a year, and then it was 2 years, and maybe 3 years. And now they're saying it may just go forever, for the foreseeable future, decades. And they're saying they're going to cover it with circus tents. And so maybe P.T. Barnum can tell us the sucker's born every minute. I guess this is some attempt to keep the particulate and the gases that are carrying radioactive isotopes from rising up out of giant circus tents, and they're contracting with circus tent manufacturers. They make the biggest tents in the world. I guess in the 21st century, they can't build a glass dome over it. And over a mile and a half away, the Japanese were forced to admit about a month ago again, a month into it, that fuel rods had been ejected over a mile and a half. We reported that on the Monday that the reactor 3, the Mark 1, blew up. It's a uranium-plutonium reactor. We could see the rods ejected at least 3,000 feet in the air. I went and looked up the tower height. It was a 1,000-foot tower surrounding it to keep airplanes back. That's Japanese regulations, similar here in the U.S. And then I noticed the explosion was about three times as tall, so I said 3,000 feet. And now, of course, the New York Times reported almost a month ago on the Japanese government report admitting 4,000-foot plumes, so it was worse than I said, ejecting fuel rods a mile and a half. Because they had 644,000 spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactors. That was a very good idea. And so you have what they say is almost complete meltdown at three of the reactors. And so this now officially dwarfs Chernobyl. And I've got all those reports up on Infowars.com. I've got my Fox New York, Wall Street Journal, and a bunch of other reports. Paul Joseph Watson's report, media shrugs at Fukushima nuclear meltdown and exposed fuel rods. And we noticed on Monday the Japanese TV station, the national, one of the big national stations, had a webcam from a mile away, and we saw smoke and explosions and said, oh, looks like an explosion. But it took 4 days for our media and the Japanese media to admit there have been more explosions and smoke. So now when the reactors blow up again and again, it's not even news. And we've had reactor leaks in the U.S., reactor leaks in Canada. Normally would be 3 Mile Island level events. They're just minor footnotes. And so the effect of this is to condition us to just accept it and think it's no big deal. It's bizarre. And I've heard announcements they're going to build more reactors in the U.S. now, and Tokyo Electric's going to build them, and this is just the way it is, and that we all just accept it. Oh, in fact, guys, print me the actual article because I want to give folks the footnotes. EPA raises safe levels of radiation. And you'll see it out of California newspapers. The San Francisco Chronicle did cover it. But you've got to love this new magic way of handling things where the establishment just says, oh, we've got 500-plus times safe levels of radioactive nickel, or we've got 300-something times radioactive iodine in the Oakland water, and the state admits it, or we've got hundreds and hundreds of times in places like Vermont in the milk. What we're going to do is just raise the isotope level. So in one isotope, they went said it could be 1,000 times. And another isotope, they said 150,000 times. And we wrote articles about all this and linked to these state websites and to the public comment period of the Environmental Protection Agency a month ago when they said we've changed tentatively the levels that we say are safe, but you can publicly comment if you want. But, of course, we could care less what you actually comment on. And that's basically what's happened. So they've now officially raised all those levels. So it's kind of like cyanide. You know, if you get 1 gram of it, it will kill an average person. Somebody weighing 150 pounds. Well, if you eat a gram of cyanide, just have the government say, you know what? We say you can have 1,000 grams. And you put 1,000 grams on your cereal, eat it, you're going to be fine. Because the government said so. Decon rat poison says if you eat this, it'll kill you. Well, the government can just wave a magic pixie wand, and little pixie dust falls down on it, and you can eat 1,000 boxes. Of course, you can't really eat 1,000 boxes. Don't eat one pellet of it. You'll get violently ill. And, of course, you can't eat 100 grams of cyanide. It will kill you. But see, radiation is invisible. Well, that's not true. When it was 7.5 million times safe levels, ABC News was finally forced to report a few weeks ago, normal levels at Fukushima. So at nighttime, there's big blue beams shooting out of the top. I'm sorry. When it's that powerful, you can see it. But the stuff we're getting hit by, you can't see it. You don't see big glowing beams of radiation shooting through you. Oh, and they are reporting on the deaths ratcheting up in Japan of people from radiation poisoning, but that's a little footnote now. After all, there's a basketball game on. See, I said I'd just read through the headlines, and I didn't. I'm going to come back, get into Dominique Strauss-Kahn of the IMF, reportedly running around like Al Gore, trying to bushwhack women that come in to clean his hotel room, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here's the kind of news I have in front of me. This is out of the Northwest Indiana Times. Court, no right to resist illegal cop entry into home. When I saw this Friday, I went and pulled it up in mainstream newspapers in Indiana. I pulled up the ruling. And it is true, and they have the ruling by the Supreme Court of Indiana saying there is no Fourth Amendment. The police can, quote, come in your house even if they don't have a reason. There is no Fourth Amendment in America. Justice Stephen David, writing for the court, said if a police officer wants to enter a home for any reason or no reason at all, they can without warrants now. They went on to attack in the ruling the Magna Carta and common law as bad. This is not an onion story. This is not a joke. Torture being promoted is not a joke. You know, when the North Koreans tortured our people in the Korean War, or when the North Vietnamese did in the Vietnam War, boy, they were the worst. Hitler tortured people, after all. The Soviets did, but now our media tells us torture is great. It's the moral thing to do. And my dad went to church today at the big Methodist church here in Austin, and they had a little part where at the end of the service they were reading areas out of the Psalms about the rod and the staff, they comfort me, and they were talking about Christ as the shepherd and the curved staff to help guide the little sheep and help them not go over the cliff, and they called up all the little kids to the front and asked them, you know, what does this mean to you, and what does the staff symbolize? And of course, the children were guiding us, protecting us, directing us. And this one little six-year-old said, we can torture the sheep to keep us safe. And, of course, there was a gasp there, but this is how America has changed. And this is what we've become, and we are a captured nation by foreign offshore banks. You know, I get emails all the time saying, well, who are the foreign offshore banks? Well, I've made films breaking it down, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. It's the six megabanks. If you look at the shareholders of Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citibank, they are predominantly owned by foreign European shareholders. And you can just go review that. That information is public. What was not public for the last 3 years since the banker takeover of October 3rd, 2008, known as the banker bailout, it was not a bailout, it was a robbery, $27 trillion and counting of taxpayer money. What Congress couldn't get, private lawsuits got, because a lot of private people's money was stolen. And, of course, AP and Bloomberg in the last year have gotten some of those documents. It's a fraction, only around a trillion of the $27 trillion, and almost all of it was to foreign banks and foreign subsidiaries of those banks. And so that's who runs America. That's who our military works for. That's the states have been pretty much federalized. And these are ruthless people. And that leads me to the next article, group of articles here. This is out of Sky Television. That's Fox in England. IMF head charged over alleged sex attack. And remember Al Gore, the woman even says she has the dress, where he ran around with an open robe on. I can imagine nothing more disgusting than Al Gore running around with a robe open with no underwear on, and cornered her, and then basically, well, you've seen what dogs do when they start jumping on each other. And the police just said, well, we don't care if you have the DNA, we're not testing it, he's Al Gore. And Khan, we have some articles linked. You know, and of course, Al Gore says he hasn't done it, and I'm sure he didn't. Al Gore is a great, great American, very truthful person. After all, he invented the internet in 1996. He said decades after it was publicly invented, and the inventors are known in the U.S. and England. But he said it, so it's true. Continuing, IMF head charged over alleged sex attack. And this does fit into the M.O. of Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's had marital problems and problems reportedly with his employees and almost lost his job a few years ago. We have that linked up on Infowars.com. But let me just take you to it. As a reminder, back in 2008, the IMF hired a law firm to investigate whether its chief had an improper relationship with a female employee. And then it's got the name of her and a link to it. That's from Tyler Durgan at Zero Hedge. We've got that posted up at Infowars.com. But here's the Sky Television report. IMF head charged over alleged sex attack. The head of the IMF has been charged with a criminal sexual act, attempted rape, and unlawful imprisonment following allegations made by a hotel maid in New York. But Bill Clinton said, how dare you, say I had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? I did not have sex. Look at me in my eyes. I did not have sex with her. Of course, it came out later he did and lied and perjured himself, but he's still innocent. He's a good American. IMF head charged over alleged sex attack. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who is a horrible, swollen globalist who openly waged war against Greece and Ireland, and it's turned out in both those countries that over 90% of the debt is owed by the private banks that use the IMF as a consortium, less than 10% in Iceland as well. It's the same in every country. It's owed by the people, but they buy off the prime ministers, the presidents, the heads of the private central banks. And I remember seeing the head of the Irish Central Bank a few months ago in the BBC saying, we believe it's good to be owned by foreign banks. We're glad to be taken over. See, they just throw it in your face and say it with a straight face as if you'll just accept it. Yeah, the TSA is going to stick their hands down your pants. Yeah, we're going to take the veterans' death benefits from World War II onward and start making vets pay for their own health care. Yeah, we're going to take their death insurance, their life insurance. Remember, that came out a year ago. Nobody got in trouble. Secret deals with the Pentagon, with insurance companies to steal all their money. I mean, yeah, we're going to give thousands of waivers to Al Gore and Bill Clinton and George Soros' buddies through President Obama with these waivers for health care, where your company, if you're an insider, doesn't have to buy health care, but your competition does. But I digress. It's all in your face. IMF head charged over alleged sex attack. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was taken into custody at JFK Airport after being pulled from the first-class cabin of a flight to Paris just minutes before takeoff. The 62-year-old married father of four is due to appear before a judge later today. The lawyer representing Mr. Strauss-Kahn, Benjamin Brothman, has indicated he will plead not guilty to the charges. The incident is alleged to have happened in Mr. Strauss-Kahn's luxury suite at the Sofitel Hotel, not far from Manhattan's Times Square. A 32-year-old maid told authorities she was attacked when she met in the went to the room to clean it. Kahn's lawyer is now denying it. But I want to tell you what Ron Paul says about this when we come back from this quick break. And then I'm going to shift gears into Geithner, our little Strauss-Kahn, head of the Treasury. Geithner predicts double dip if Congress fails to lift debt ceiling. Folks, we've never left the recession. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gentlemen, here's the toll-free number if you want to get involved on air on any of the news items or issues that I've already covered or any questions or points or issues you want to raise. Love to hear from you. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, or 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. Okay, let me just get back into this whole Strauss-Kahn thing. Then I want to get into Israel reportedly shooting and killing 8 people in riots and uprisings going on in Israel and on Israel's borders. Obviously, I'm going to ask the question, when does the NATO invasion of Israel begin? Because we've been told that if a government shoots rioters, they must be invaded. even if the rioters are admitted al-Qaeda, as they are in Libya. Now, come on, let's be consistent here. Are we going to have a NATO bombardment of Bahrain? Are we going to have a NATO bombardment of Saudi Arabia? We've had some riots there and some deaths. Are we going to No, there's not going to be any of that there. It's not humanitarian what's happening in Libya. I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi. But you notice he's tried to play nice for 6 years, paid reparations, gave up his WMDs, and now he's been double-crossed, and they admit the group trying to overthrow him is al-Qaeda-based. That is amazing. In fact, there's more mainstream news this week even admitting that, well, this is good al-Qaeda, even though the leader of the rebels is a guy who fought U.S. troops in Iraq. That's on record. And we're told we have to because Gaddafi might have killed some protesters. It turned out most of that wasn't true. And he didn't flee, like they said, to Venezuela. My point is we're being lied to. Just like our media says, it's illegal to try to assassinate a head of state. And so we are not trying to assassinate Gaddafi. Every time he gives a TV interview, the facility he's at gets bombed within 20 minutes. The minute he goes on TV live, jets are launched to go bomb whatever compound he's in. They're killing a whole bunch of his family, and folks are like, woohoo, USA, USA. It has nothing to do with USA. It's oil companies want the trillions in oil, period. And they'll use whoever they need to get control of it. And they're like, well, I like Donald Trump. Give us their oil. You paid for the war. You don't get the oil, dum-dum. You figured that out yet? The globalists don't care about Libyans or Iraqis or Germans or Americans or Israelis or anybody. They don't care about Japanese glowing from radiation. They care about dominating society. They care about control. Okay, I'm ranting. Now, on this whole Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I don't like him. He's got a history of reportedly liking the ladies. This is a classic trait of people like Bill Clinton. And where there's smoke, there's fire with Bill Clinton. I mean, how many women went to court, swore affidavits that he raped them, that he would hold them down and bite their face to hold them down? I mean, vicious stuff. How many reports of Al Gore? How many reports of these politicians and people acting like thugs? Is it true? The cops won't test the woman's dress in Al Gore's case, so we won't find out. But she's saying, here's the dress. I swear under penalty of perjury, test the dress. And they're like, no. So why then did Kahn reportedly force oral sex, is what the police are saying is the report, on this woman in the suite, then run off and jump on the jet to France, and before it could take off, he got pulled off. Why whenever some other elitist like Al Gore or Bill Clinton is reportedly doing similar things, does nothing happen? What's happening with Kahn? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't studied the UN in New York City, they've been caught many, many times, but only when it's so egregious and a local cop has probable cause because they hear the person screaming from a balcony and the cops don't need a warrant, they bust in. Because if the cops have to get a warrant and they go to the corrupt New York establishment, the judges won't issue them on the UN. How many times you see the headline, UN diplomats caught running slaves, white slaves? People send me emails going, well, are black slaves worth as much as white slaves? Folks, I'm not talking about black people and white people, if you're a new listener. White slavery is a sex slave. That could be green, black, white, okay? Sex slaves, white slavery. They catch them just constantly from China, Mexico, Sudan, Saudi Arabia. In fact, folks won't believe it. Most people probably heard it in the news, but just search UN diplomat caught trafficking drugs, or UN diplomats, or diplomats caught with slaves. Just type in diplomats slaves, diplomats sex slaves. I mean, I see it every week without looking. And guess what an IMF or World Bank executive or even mid-level minion has? They have diplomatic immunity under the UN and under the EU. And they cannot be pulled over by the Texas State Police or the New York State Police. I mean, there have been cases of them running stop signs, running over bikes, running into people. Houston police get sick of it, pull them over, arrest them. Oh, that cop was so fired, it'll make your head spin. But little old Alex Jones, oh, yeah. We're all held to the law. They are not held to the law. And that's what globalism is. These globalists, these private megabanks created the UN, created all these organizations. They go lobby our Congress, lobby our parliaments in Canada and England and other areas, and get those governments to sign treaties with the private IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, UN, to waive our rights to them and to pay our tax money to them. That's what the New World Order is. That's why they've now announced, oh, there's a global banking problem, a global currency crash. We'll set up a new global bank owned by the private IMF and World Bank and its shareholders. They're just a consortium for the big private banks, a holding company. And we will now have total control over all currency, all taxes worldwide. All interest rates. That's the New World Order. Not so much the governing class or the government class. That's the corrupt minions. But this private corporate class that, again, most corporations, big corporations are bigger than the average nation. They have their own intelligence agencies, their own systems. Most U.S. intelligence is run by multinational private companies now. That's how they get away with this stuff. It isn't even our government that staged 9/11. It was these private contractor networks that control our government that staged it. That's what the evidence and deep research shows. Now, continuing. This is how these diplomats act. This is the type of stuff they constantly engage in. And by the way, did we find any articles about UN diplomats, sex slaves? Because I want to put those on screen. We did? Okay, good. We're going to, during the breaks, I'll dig some of those up. We'll dig some of those up, and I will read those headlines to you. But it is an ongoing situation. So when I see this happening with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I tend to give it credibility. But he deserves a trial. That's why we have trials in this country. You just can't kill somebody, throw them in the ocean, and then say they did what you said they'd done because you said so. And that's the larger issue here. Why do we, in the U.S. especially, just take whatever the corporate media puts out as the truth? And why does the big corporate media take what the politicians say in press conferences as true and then just repeat it to everyone? That's why we've gotten in so much trouble. Now, that said, I don't know if Kahn did this or not. It fits the psychological type if you have to profile these people. But at the same time, his lawyer says IMF chief denies New York City sexual assault charges. Now, continuing, there's a lot of intelligence operations, a lot of governments working against each other. He may have thought he was ordering up a prostitute and this happened. Or he may have been set up. That's why he gets a trial. But here's another issue. IMF chief's arrest throws French politics into disarray. New York Times. He was set and favored to beat Nicolas Sarkozy, and he's not seen as pro-U.S. or Anglo-American establishment as Sarkozy. That's why there could be a motive here to set him up.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry. Only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We found literally hundreds and hundreds of articles dealing with UN sex crimes all over the world, using the diplomatic immunity to traffic in children, women, you name it. Diplomats here in the United States caught routinely using their diplomatic pouches to bring in narcotics, running slaves. You can just type in UN diplomats, drug trafficking. You can type in UN peacekeepers abusing children into Google and find it. Here's one. Peacekeepers abusing children. BBC. Here's another one. UN child sex slave scandals continue. Here's a CNN. Charity. Aid workers raping, abusing children. Then you read the article. It's UN people. So that's my point, is that these globalists have diplomatic immunity. And these IMF and World Bank heads have diplomatic immunity, and high-level State Department officials have it when they're in other countries. And they can basically get away with murder, and that's wrong. And so it's setting up a new imperial global system for these bureaucrats. And these corporate bureaucrats are above the law. And so that was my point with Dominique Strauss-Kahn. They're normally above the law. And I know that he had diplomatic immunity in his IMF position, so it's very unusual that the New York police would arrest him. And he may well have done it, too. It's just this is not follow the normal pattern. But hey, that's good news for Nicolas Sarkozy, because the polls were showing that he was probably going to lose to Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Not anymore, huh? Whatever happens with this case. Now, this is out of the National Journal. Geithner predicts double dip if Congress fails to lift debt ceiling. Well, you know, the White House told us last year that we left the recession in June of 2009, almost 2 years ago. Or is that longer than 2 years ago? So we left the recession. Everything's wonderful. And they tell us unemployment's 9.0%. So it's less than 10%. But even 60 Minutes did a study in November of last year and said it was over 22. And all these prestigious financial institutions that study it say it's between 22 and 24. California's above 33. But Geithner tells us that inflation's low. Everybody knows inflation's up. Look at the price of everything going up. Look at the price of fuel going up. Only thing going down is housing because of that bubble popping. So they're using that number to try to hold the inflation numbers down. And if the price of beef goes up, then they'll substitute it with pork or whatever's lower and say, well, that's what you're going to be eating. They've got a lot of different ways to manipulate different indexes, but it's just so asinine that everything that comes out of their mouth is an easily verifiable crock of baloney. And Geithner is saying that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, that it will cause a double dip recession. And of course, he said 3 weeks ago that if we didn't raise the debt ceiling, it would cause a depression and a default on the debt. Well, the private Federal Reserve is already technically defaulting on the debt because they're already buying over 70% of the T-bills that go to auction. The Federal Reserve is buying those. And then American taxpayers then have to pay the Federal Reserve for it. So we, the American people, are going into debt. And then the private Federal Reserve group of banks, they make profits off of servicing the interest rate on that debt. And they get to loan it out at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Some annual credit card rates are at 79.9. Don't believe me? Just put credit card rates now as high as 79.9. You'll get CNN, Associated Press. In fact, let's just show them again. Let's just hit them with it right now. Let's just show the radio listeners send me emails and say, show us. Are you crazy? It's radio. I forget. We're simulcasting and streaming video with a multicam shoot at prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. That pays for the bandwidth. A whole other dimension to the radio show. All my films. My book, Paul Watson's book as ebooks, expanded extras, like the Hour Plus interview with Stuart Rhodes and others in our new studio. It's called The State Strike Back, newest video up there, prisonplanet.tv. And your support makes this transmission possible. But to have Geithner running around after the private central banks have put us in this position by design, that's in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002. BBC reported on it. They want us in debt. They get the interest on the debt that they positioned us into. The vast majority of the debt was money they created that they used, but we've got to pay them for the money that we gave them. And he's saying, oh my gosh, another recession may come if you don't do what we say. But Standard & Poor's a month ago said that the outlook for the U.S. keeping its AAA rating is poor, and many institutions have come out that rate and say we really should be more like a C. They want to position us to lose our credit rating like a third world country, so instead of the government getting credit from these bankers out of nothing at 1% or 2%, which is still a lot when you're talking about tens of trillions of dollars, now it can be 10, 20, 30% like Nigeria or Argentina. There's a reason those third world countries can never get up on their feet. The endemic corruption, but also the debt system, the IMF and World Bank, run by people like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, now in a jail cell in New York. So if we don't go into more debt, we're going to lose our rating. But we're losing our rating because Standard & Poor's said, our debt is unserviceable and too big. So instead of fixing the debt, they say more debt is the answer. Now, the crew was just showing me an article, and I'm glad that they reminded me by putting it up on screen. Against raising the debt ceiling, then you're with Al-Qaeda. Remember this a month ago or 3 weeks ago? Bush former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, in a cryptic statement, says this is going to cause our economy to implode if we don't raise the debt ceiling. We don't have to raise the debt ceiling if you cut government. And if you make Wall Street take a haircut and not pay them these trillions in bonuses based on derivative fraud they created that they then bought off Congress and threatened Congress with imploding economy back in October 2008, if they didn't put unlimited money into the kitty with too big to fail. See how they create the Ponzi scheme, hold us hostage and say, put unlimited money into it or we're going to take the ship down with us. Well, they're already taking the ship down with them, and they are becoming trillionaires in the process, these major corporations. Look at who's making record profits. Look at who's making record bonuses. It's the big mega banks. It's the big shareholders in the private Federal Reserve, while everything else is destroyed, while our future's destroyed. They're not free market. These are crony capitalists. They're insider manipulators. They're monopoly men. And in case you don't believe that clip, here it is from Bloomberg. He went on to say we need to round up members of Congress who are the crazy Al-Qaeda people that don't want to give him, the bankers, and his crew unlimited money. Here he is throwing a tantrum saying that if you are against increasing the debt and going more into debt to them, these parasites, that you are Al-Qaeda and need to be rounded up. Here it is.
In this sense, there is now a set of practices that are employed that are effectively accounting engineering to extend reaching the debt ceiling. So Tim Geithner has said we're going to reach the debt ceiling on May the 18th,
right,
and he hopes that the Congress will act by July.
Right.
You know, well, how do we get from May to July? By doing financial accounting tricks. I think it helps the Congress to avoid being responsible. I think that's a really bad idea.
It's a poor political judgment.
Absolutely. I wish Tim Geithner would say, when we reach the debt ceiling, we're not going to do tricks down here at our end of Pennsylvania Avenue. The Congress needs to be responsible and adult and take action on the debt ceiling. And, you know, I think the people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress, mm-hmm, who are loony, who would put our credit at risk.
So Boehner not ruling out that any kind of debate over...
Now, I played that like 3-4 times in a row a few weeks ago to really get the gist of it, but he's saying they're threatening to make us round up half of Congress who are the loony Al-Qaeda. What a bizarre statement, but remember what the guy that followed him, Henry Paulson, said. In early October, he went to Congress and he said, we're going to have martial law if you don't do this. Then he went out on TV and said, we're going to have a depression. You've got to give us unlimited money and a blank check. The market dropped almost 1,000 points the next day, and Congress, that wouldn't give them the $27 trillion they've now stolen, gave them the blank check, and then they wouldn't tell Congress where the money went, and later we found out it went to buy off MSNBC, to put out anti-American propaganda. It went to almost exclusively foreign banks that have hijacked this country. Okay? People like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.